A few days before the recent oral arguments to determine the constitutionality of President Obama's signature achievement, the Affordable Care Act, Illinois law professor Kurt Lash spoke with the Illinois News Bureau. Professor Lash noted the conventional wisdom that the four-person liberal bloc was likely to vote to uphold the law, and that only one of the other five justices was needed to side with them. That sympathetic ear would most likely be Justice Kennedy. Professor Lash felt that the law would be upheld, but noted, quote, "I think a reasonable justice could decide either way. The opponents of the law are correct in claiming that Congress has never exercised this kind of power before under the Commerce Clause, which means that this case is not directly controlled by any prior judicial precedent," unquote. Just a bullet point that. The justice most likely to be swayed by the government is Justice Kennedy. He'll probably ask something about Congress exercising a new kind of power under the Commerce Clause. Well, this prediction came true not quite 10 minutes into the second day of oral arguments.
Could you help me with this? Assume for the moment, you may disagree, assume for the moment that this is unprecedented. This is a step beyond what our cases have allowed, the affirmative duty to act to go into commerce. If that is so, do you not have a heavy burden of justification? I understand that we must presume laws are constitutional. But even so, when you are changing the relation of the individual to the government in this, what we can stipulate is, I think, a unique way, do you not have a heavy burden of justification to show authorization under the Constitution?
So, two things about that, Justice Kennedy. First, we think this is regulation of people's participation in the health care market. And all this minimum coverage provision does is say that instead of requiring insurance at the point of sale, that Congress has the authority under the commerce power and the necessary proper power to ensure that people have insurance in advance of the point of sale because of the unique nature of this market, because this is a market in which although most of the population is in the market most of the time, 83% visit a physician every year, 96% over a five-year period. So virtually everybody in society is in this market, and you've got to pay for the health care you get. The predominant way in which it's paid for is insurance, and the respondents agree that Congress could require that you have insurance in order to get health care or forbid health care from being provided.
Justice Kennedy threw a telegraphed first-pitch fastball right over the middle of the plate. The Obama administration's cleanup hitter bunted it foul. I highlight this for a specific reason. The broccoli and funeral cost hypos, the stammers, pauses, and false starts of Solicitor General Verrilli's performance all have been well covered. But these shouldn't bother anyone familiar with oral arguments. They're just part of the free-flow question-and-answer session typical of an active bench. But Justice Kennedy's question was different. It was obvious and should have had a quick, succinct answer ready to go. For the government, that flub is, at worst, disastrous and, at best, embarrassing. If the law is struck down, Verrilli's inability to succinctly answer Kennedy's question might be pointed to as the culprit. If the law is upheld, no one will care, the news cycle will move on, and this potentially disastrous 2 minutes will remain between us. I'm Travis McDade.